Hi, I'm David Malapo from the ICANN Foundation. Did you know that God designed marriage to be loving, fulfilling, and lasting? The bliss of marriage is having a spouse with whom you can share life's intimate joys and sorrows. Maintaining a strong, healthy union is often a challenge. Today's society mocks marriage, giving a false impression that marriage can only bring dissatisfaction. Yes, marriage is not easy. My wife and I have been married now for over 20 years, and we have had to face our marriage busters head on. The good news is that there is hope. God did not design marriage for failure. By following God's design, we were able to identify our marriage busters, deal with them, forgive each other, and move on. Today, by God's grace, our marriage of now more than 24 years is joyful, fulfilling, and satisfying. Loving marriages are created and shaped, molded and nurtured, tested and sustained in the valleys of life and not only on the mountain tops. Remember that love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. True love never fails, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. But if love never fails, what happens when people get into extramarital affairs? Yes, you heard me correctly. What happens when people get into extramarital affairs? It shouldn't come as a shock for me to tell you that half of all marriages, unfortunately, end in divorce. You may have heard of the 7-year itch, but now it is the 5-year rash that enters into a relationship that husband or wife decide, for whatever reason, that they're just quitting because this person is the wrong person. The partner walks out or maybe has an affair. We have seen so many people walk away from their families, their spouse, and their stability. Isn't that amazing that the Bible declares, "Thou shalt not commit adultery"? So let me share with you from my heart on the top 10 reasons to avoid an extramarital affair. Reason number one, you will bring immeasurable pain and devastation to your children and set a bad example for them. It's hard to overestimate the trust children place in us as their parents. Your integrity forms part of the foundation for your children's personal security. This sort of behavior normally sets the pattern for the coming generations. The second reason for you to avoid an affair is this: you may destroy your opportunity to bring others to a healthy relationship with the Lord. Family, friends, neighbors, anyone you may desire to bring to God will begin to lose respect for you, especially in spiritual matters. Reason number three, there is always the possibility of STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. This causes tremendous misery and guilt for you, as well as a source of resentment for your spouse. Reason number four, you will damage your partner's relationship with the Lord. If the other person is a believer, you will also draw him or her away from God. If not, you may be significantly harming his or her likelihood of coming to Christ Jesus for salvation. Your actions will have eternal consequences. The fifth reason to avoid an affair is this: you will degrade and harm your partner in the affair. Your partner will feel violated, inadequate, and rejected. Number six, you will bring disgrace to God's name. If you are a believer, people who know you relate your actions to God. Reason number seven, your conscience will forever be seared. You will never be able to forget it, and you will struggle with accepting the forgiveness of God and your spouse. Reason number eight, you will do permanent harm to your spouse and your relationship with him or her. A marriage devastated by adultery often ends in divorce, though it doesn't have to. Yet the aftermath of adultery will never really go away. Trust and integrity will always remain major issues in your marriage. Reason number nine, though God will love you and forgive you, your relationship with him will suffer damage. You will feel guilty, and it will be hard for you to experience intimacy with him again. The tenth reason to avoid an affair is this: that if you are involved in an adulterous affair with another married person, then the devastation is multiplied and it will tear the other family apart. So it's more than just you and your innocent fling. The repercussions of an affair has far-reaching implications. We must never forget that sexual purity has relational consequences. God loves you. God cares for you. Work it out. Try to do everything in your power and through supernatural means to avoid an extramarital affair. I know that you can do all things through Jesus Christ, who will give you the strength to do so.